Neon bled into the humid Miami night, painting the faces of five friends garish and grinning. Palm trees clawed at the velvet sky as they stumbled down Ocean Drive, a cacophony of laughter and spilled mojitos. The rhythmic pulse of reggaeton chased them, echoing off Art Deco facades and bouncing between drunken conversations. Their vacation rental, nestled in a crumbling coral rock mansion, awaited with rumpled promises of mischief. Inside, dusty chandeliers swayed drunkenly in the ocean breeze, casting distorted shadows on peeling frescoes. A forgotten game of Monopoly sprawled on the floor, remnants of a past revelry. It was the perfect canvas for their own debauchery. As the night deepened, so did the shadows. The friends, fueled by tequila and adrenaline, dared each other to explore the mansion's forbidden corners. Whispers slithered through cobwebbed hallways, stories of lost souls and restless spirits clinging to the mansion's bones. In the attic, beneath a shroud of moth-eaten tapestries, they found a room untouched by time. A child's rocking horse, frozen mid-gallop, its painted eyes glinting with a malevolent intelligence. A sudden, guttural shriek rent the air, shattering the fragile laughter. Panic clawed at their throats as they fled, the rickety stairs groaning under their frantic escape. In the courtyard, under the skeletal palms, the shadows took shape. Twisted figures, woven from darkness and despair, reached for them, their whispers promises of oblivion. One by one, the friends were consumed. Sarah, swallowed whole by an inky maw beneath the banyan tree. Michael, dragged screaming into the fetid swamp behind the mansion. Lisa, her laughter morphing into a death rattle as she was swept into the churning ocean. Only two remained, fear forging a desperate pact between them. They barricaded themselves in the child's room, the rocking horse a grotesque sentinel. The shadows pressed against the windows, whispering their names, cold tendrils seeping through the cracks. As dawn tentatively bled onto the horizon, the shadows wavered, weakened by the rising sun. Their grip loosened, their whispers fading into the morning mist. The two survivors stumbled out of the mansion, forever marked by the horror they witnessed. Miami, once a playground of neon and sand, was now a spectral landscape haunted by memories and whispers. They fled, chased by the chilling silence that echoed their friends' lost laughter. In the face of the unknowable darkness, their escape was a hollow victory, a reminder that some beaches hide secrets best left undisturbed. The mansion stands silent, a monument to forgotten screams and stolen souls. The rocking horse waits, its painted eyes watching for the next foolish hearts drawn to its macabre dance. The Miami sun glints off the waves, but beneath the shimmering surface, the shadows stir, whispering tales of the friends who never came back from the night.